The world is changing, and if you're not sharp, it'll change without you. That's why after a period of going full-time YouTube, I've decided to go back to getting a job.
It's why I'm making this video cover letter rather than just hitting easy apply on LinkedIn.
The truth is, I need experience to make YouTube videos. I need a story arc. For a while, it was my fitness journey. Then it was figuring out how to win the affections of the opposite gender. Now I want to go back to a club that I used to be a part of. And this time, take the fuck over. Here's how to get a high-paying tech job in 2024. So the first idea in this video is this. Give yourself 4 months to find a job. 4 months is a long time, but time becomes your ally if you're not in a rush to get a position. In fact, I was on a call with a recruiter not too long ago, and he said, most people, they feel this sort of strain. They want to get a position today. They're like, okay, I need a job yesterday. And the tech industry is just not what it was back when I landed my first cushy position back in 2019. Things have changed. There's been a lot of tech layoffs in the last year. And so recruiters assume that people are coming in very financially strained and that they're in a hurry to get the position. Even when you get on interviews, people assume that you're really desperate for the position. And luckily, I don't have that circumstance because the truth is I still make money through the sale of my products here on YouTube and through brand deals. Time is my ally. I'm not in a hurry. I'm just seeking the right opportunity. And if you can give yourself a longer duration of time, getting a job becomes an inevitability. The lovely thing about endurance, staying in things longer, just having a sense of stickiness in needing results, is that on enough of a time horizon, you can get a substantial result. In fact, you could probably get a 20 to 30% salary increase over what you want right now just by being more patient. And so if you can give yourself a longer duration of time, that job becomes an inevitability. And that's something that I'm banking on. I had a job interview just the other day, like about a week ago, and I was one of three candidates who made it to the final round interview at this company. And the recruiter eventually called me to tell me that I didn't get the position, and I was totally fine with it. I was like, oh, that's totally fine. It wasn't my ideal circumstance. I would have taken the position had it come my way, but it wasn't like my ideal position anyway. And so I can take this time to keep building and keep becoming more attractive of a candidate. And I let the recruiter know that. This brings me to the second idea in this video. Easy apply on LinkedIn doesn't count. Instead, what you need to do is make friends with recruiters, and you can find their emails through Rocket Reach, make cold calls. You need to get uncomfortable. On LinkedIn now, as a lot of jobs come in, people apply through Easy Apply. It's where you just click a button. It automatically sends your resume to the company. Nothing's tailor-made. Everything is just in a mass pile. And so you see a lot of these positions that have that Easy Apply button. There's over 100 applicants in less than 2 hours time. Now, partially because they've been a partner of mine, recently I went through coursework on the site Course Careers. It's a place where people can turn to find modern tech jobs without college or having the burden of student debt or a degree. And I took two of their courses. One of them that I really enjoyed was on tech sales. Because I've developed a lot of sales experience in the last year and a half just through running my own coaching program, I essentially realized that maybe I could get very far in a traditional sales role. And what I didn't anticipate is that a lot of the companies that I've worked for in the past, they run and live off of their sales team. Even big companies like Thomson Reuters, or the company that I was originally working at, Perficient, they operate off their sales guys. And the way it works is these sales positions, they engage in things called activities. This is lingo inside like tech sales position, but you engage in activities. This counts as like email outreach, LinkedIn in-mail messages, even cold calling over the phone. If you can find out someone's phone number, a lot of times calling someone, leaving a message. That's what these salespeople do, and they do it all day, every day. Eventually, at a success rate of around 3%, so for every 100 activities, you get three people who you're able to proceed the sales cycle with. You can sell something. Usually these are very expensive technologies that you're selling to buyers at a price point of over $500,000. Business-to-business interactions, but that's what these positions are. Now, I did interview at a few tech sales companies. If you're someone who doesn't have a lot of hard skills in terms of programming, I actually would really strongly recommend Course Careers tech sales course. It could get you into like a $70,000 per year job, like a 50K base salary plus commission position job in your first year. And these jobs, they're like, people are aggressively looking for these positions. But the real benefit of taking this course, this tech sales course, is I realized that the extent to which people do outreach, it gets pretty dramatic. And I myself could involve myself in very dramatic outreach. I just didn't realize that I could take things that far because it's kind of tedious to just apply for jobs. Anyone who's been in the thick of job searching very rigorously, you would know how tedious it is to fill out all these applications and, I don't know, give out your social security number. It gets really annoying. You have all these little boxes you need to fill out, and then you don't know where you're sending that application. It goes into a void. But the thing is, every initial job posting, it goes to a recruiter. It goes to someone who has some technical knowledge, but is not really the marketing manager or the hiring manager of a company. Most of the time. Most of the time it goes to someone who is like a technical recruiter. And so I realized these processes that I learned in that tech sales course from Course Careers, I could just invoke when I'm reaching out to recruiters myself. So the goal here is to become friends with recruiters. Set up meet and greets with them. Let them know your goals, let them know what you're working towards, and form a relationship with them. Now, with these tech positions that I've been applying for, it looks kind of funny to people to be like, oh, you're a YouTuber. Why are you trying to, you work for yourself, you're a small business owner. Why are you trying to get back into the workforce? And I can't tell them like, yo, I need more money to make my movie. I just can't say it. So instead, I have been giving them the pitch that I'm looking for more stability, and I'm looking to pull back the reins on my videography work, which isn't true at all. I'm actually looking to double down. I just need more cash flow to make it happen. But you connect with these people and you give them a narrative of this is who I am, this has been my experience thus far, and this is what I'm trying to do. I even told some recruiters that, hey, I've been endeavoring to run like a 320 marathon coming up at the time, at Grandma's marathon that weekend. I like told them about that. I told them about the interests and the hobbies that I'm working on. And so this just gives them some idea of who you are beyond yourself. At first, the recruiters probably think, okay, you're just one of many, you're one in a collection of pile. I don't know this guy, who cares? I don't need to keep up with him. But over a long enough time horizon, if you keep giving them updates on what you're working on, you're like, hey, remember me? Yeah, well, I got this new certification. Oh yeah, I just took this workshop, I took this course. Hey, I noticed this position. I was wondering, you know, if you could put me in touch with this hiring manager. You just keep kind of like occasionally pestering them and sending them these little updates on how things are going. Eventually they take a liking to you because they think, motherfucker, this guy just does not give up. He's still in the game. He's still reaching out to me and connecting with me. So eventually they start to kind of like be on your side and try to help you work towards getting that position. And so that's a far, far superior strategy than just easy applying on LinkedIn to a bunch of different positions where you don't have any, you know, place of standing out. You just connect with the recruiters. A site that I use, like I literally use this site, is called Rocket Reach. No one from Rocket Reach knows me or is paying me to say this. It is slightly expensive of a service, but if you need to find someone's email, Rocket Reach is a source that I have used in the past to both get emails and phone numbers to basically connect with people further. The third idea is video cover letters. These are insanely powerful. And I originally discovered these because when I was an actor, I realized that the process of finding a job is very similar to trying to get an acting position, which is that you connect with the gatekeepers. There's tons of people who are trying to get the same thing that you're getting. And the person on the other side, whether it's the recruiter or the casting director, they have no way of remembering you. And so what I would start to do is send people video cover letters. This is something I did back in the day when I was first applying, but is even something I'm doing at a much, much higher level now. Like now my video cover letter looks super sick because, you know, I've been working in video production for the last 5 or 6 years. So I say to each individual recruiter in the name what my qualifications are, what I'm working towards, even a little bit of myself outside of work. Idea four then, ask everyone what one skill would make me more valuable towards working to a position like this. For instance, just the other week, I was chatting with a recruiter and he said, you know, do you know any Apex? Apex is a language that is specific to Salesforce. He's like, do you know any Apex or is it just declarative programming? And I thought to myself, oh, well, I only know Salesforce Marketing Cloud really, really well. I know some SQL, some HTML, some CSS, you know, just like mock up emails and email work with email templates. But I don't know a whole lot of like hardcore programming. I definitely don't know Apex. And I was like, damn, I need to learn Apex. So luckily there's a site where you can learn. There's sites for everything. And so I have never been afraid to sink 20 hours into learning a skill. And so after I get my consultant certification, which is what I'm working towards right now, I'll go back and I'll learn Apex for 20 hours. Once again, Course Careers has been a great asset in this regard because they teach like the most valuable stuff, both in terms of just like mindset when it comes to approaching a job, applying for jobs, and also they have a whole course on programming, which I found very valuable. So if you're working towards getting like your first entry-level position, like a 70K per year job, Course Careers has been a great help to me in this regard. That being said, don't be afraid to pursue learning new skills and making progress on those skills in that regard. The last idea here is 80% of your time should be spent getting better and 20% of your time should be applying. Now that I have 3 years of experience in the backlog, already having been a Salesforce consultant, I'm coming to realize it's a lot easier to go for a lead consultant role or a lead developer position than it is to go for a junior position. People want the guy on their team who knows everything start to finish, who doesn't need to be taught up a lot, a high quality person, high quality employee. They want someone who's like qualified enough to be a senior level. And I think they'd rather pay more money for a senior level position than someone more in the backlog. So that way you actually have something you can tell recruiters. Hey, I got this certification. Hey, I have this skill I learned on. You should spend most of your time actually trying to get better as opposed to just applying. Applying over and over again, it becomes very demotivating and demeaning, dare I say. Whereas getting better is always an empowering feeling. And this can be on a multitude of platforms, but you can be learning a new programming language, you could be taking a workshop, or even investing in your own personal projects, maybe through Upwork or Fiverr, taking on freelance work, even freelance work for free. That way you always have something to give those recruiters an update on. And on a long enough timeline, you will get a position. If you just keep doing these things, if you just keep spending most of your time getting better and finding interesting ways to get in touch with the recruiters, you will make progress. So keep checking for those positions, keep working at this, and I'll see you on the other side. Greatness is coming, and we'll catch you on the next one.